In today's healthcare environment, provider organizations need to understand how to successfully launch a digital strategy. The adoption of new business models, partnerships, and the rise of the consumer has changed how organizations align their corporate strategies. Welcome to the HIMSS Innovation That Sticks podcast, where we bring you conversations with innovators who provide insight to unique and transformative solutions and ideas in healthcare through their expertise and experiences. Today, we are happy to welcome Justin Gernot, Vice President at Healthbox, a HIMSS innovation company. Justin leads business development and shares responsibilities for general management and services delivery. Healthbox is a healthcare advisory firm that leading organizations trust with innovation and digital strategy development and execution. Healthbox drives innovation from the inside out, helping organizations build internal innovation programs in addition to assessing the commercial potential of employee-led projects. In this episode, we sit down with Justin, where he discusses what a digital strategy is, how to align a digital strategy with corporate strategies, pitfalls to avoid, and how to measure success. All that and more in this episode of Innovation That Sticks. HIMSS would like to thank our Innovation That Sticks podcast sponsor, NewWave. NewWave merges innovation, precision, and compassion, empowering their clients to use technology in new ways as they solve problems for the greater good. NewWave is an information technology company helping businesses and government agencies modernize and thrive by applying the power of technology. Learn more about NewWave at www.newwave.io. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us today on the HIMSS Innovation That Sticks podcast. We're really excited to have you on today's program.
Excited to be here, Ian. Thank you.
Why don't we start off real simple? And that is, can you maybe baseline our conversation for our attendees and our listeners and maybe give us your definition of what a digital strategy is?
Sure. And while there's a lot of nuances that vary from organization to organization, fundamentally, digital strategy is nothing more than the plan to align technology and tech-enabled solutions to support the overall organization or enterprise strategy. So it takes lots of forms. It's going to look a little different from one to the other, but ultimately it's just the plan to align technology to support the organizational strategy.
When you start thinking about how to align these strategies, you know, this digital strategy and aligning it with corporate strategies, how is that typically done? It doesn't seem like it's something that you can just do overnight.
You're right. It's not typically done overnight. There's a lot of variety out there. You know, really our belief is that you shouldn't do technology for the sake of doing technology. There are a lot of things that are attractive and exciting and can deliver real benefits. But ultimately, you're not going to do anything, particularly these technology projects and the commitment that is required over time, unless you have good alignment to the strategy. So you might have a strategy to grow market share, to increase quality, to decrease costs. There are all kinds of things you might be trying to accomplish strategically, but you really need to have that thoughtful process to align the technologies that you're going to invest in and not just buy, but actually stand up, support, implement over time. You have to have a strategy to make sure that there's good alignment and that ultimately you're doing all these technology projects to accomplish strategic goals.
So when you start thinking about your strategy, there must be some things that really stick out that folks must put a lot of focus towards. So what are some of the key things that a provider organization's leaders should really consider relative to a digital strategy?
Yeah, I think aside from starting from their existing enterprise strategy, they have to consider some things that are unique to their own organization. They want to consider what their experience has been with digital solutions previously, and thinking beyond the EHR, which oftentimes takes up a lot of the attention. But think about what their history has been. Think about what's worked well, what hasn't worked well. Think about their organizational culture. So they do a good job working cross-functionally across different departments and across different functions. Frequently, these digital strategies are not like the point solutions that we maybe were implementing 10 or 15 years ago. So there needs to be a different structure, different governance, a different set of stakeholders who are all involved in that. And then it's really like any other broad plan or any other strategy. There needs to be a lot of time spent on alignment. You hear the phrase people, process, and technology. You really have to take those on in order. Make sure that you have the right set of people involved before you start thinking about how to either change or supplement the processes that you have. So there's a lot to consider, but really it's a fairly straightforward strategy exercise. Just requires a separate set of focus, maybe some different players than are usually a part of the strategic planning process.
Sounds like the approach has changed a lot over the years with our new digital partners. It's a new landscape within healthcare. There's new partnerships, there's new entities that are going to be playing significant roles. And really what you're trying to do is help these provider organizations really move forward. There most likely is going to be some common misconceptions or pitfalls to avoid. What should we be looking out for?
You know, I think there's a lot to look out for. One is, even if you have digital solutions that are in place and working, that doesn't mean that you have a digital strategy. I would think about digital strategy in the context of the patient journey. One of our clients that we're doing digital strategy work with decided to put a digital strategy in place to support three objectives: find a patient, treat a patient, and retain a patient. And everything got funneled into and considered through that particular framework and to support those objectives. Second misconception is that a digital strategy is the same as IT strategy. In most organizations, it's not. The majority of the IT budget is focused on operation and on optimizing the applications that are already in place. And oftentimes there needs to be a separate process and a different set of people who are involved in deciding on what the digital strategy should be and what tech solutions are a part of accomplishing that digital strategy. So while IT should definitely be a part of that, they're certainly not the only department and not the only function that should be involved. The last thing I would say is that there's a lot of misconceptions around patients and around what patient expectations are. What we found is that rural senior patients, in some cases, are the most tech savvy and the most likely to use not just their phones and their tablets and all the applications that are available there, but devices like glucometers and activity trackers like Fitbit. The expectations have really been set outside of healthcare by banks and by retailers like Amazon and Walmart and others. With that increasing level of expectation in the ways that we engage digitally and at distance and continuously patients, it's really a whole new set of expectations. So I think if you think about it in the traditional healthcare sense and the way that healthcare has traditionally been delivered, you really just don't have the right lens, the right set of governance, the right set of rules. It's really dramatically different when you start thinking about a digital strategy and about delivering healthcare in ways that patients increasingly are expecting it.
Yeah, the consumer aspect of healthcare has significantly pushed the needle on terms of what is expected of our healthcare providers and our healthcare systems. You know, so you're talking about strategies, you're talking about all these new players on the scene and the expectations. When you start looking at success, what does that look like when these strategies are aligned? And really, how do you maintain the cohesiveness to ensure that they stay aligned for the long run?
Yeah, it's a great question. And really, every strategy should, in our view, be focused on setting you up to do implementation of the appropriate projects and to do them well and to do them long after we're gone and long after the first projects have kicked off. First, you pick the right projects. Like they've gone well, they've achieved the clinical and financial outcomes that were expected. So I don't think that's different for any capital investment, other investments, other projects that a hospital or a large provider might be taking on. But then also, I think there's a cultural piece to this where people really believe that the organization can transform and can deliver care in new and exciting ways and ways that the consumers really appreciate. So I think it looks and feels different because it is different. Right? It's still the same care, but it's being communicated and being transferred and transmitted differently. But then in terms of making it sustainable over time, I think the important thing to remember is that a digital strategy is nothing more than a plan. And there's the saying that we make plans and God laughs. These things are not static. These things change. You're going to encounter things that are unexpected. You're going to have competitors who enter the market in new and disruptive ways. You're going to have leadership changes. You're going to have new clinicians with new ideas. You're going to have new technologies that get introduced. Something's going to change over the course of that 3 or 5 year plan, and you have to react to it. And then, frankly, if you have the right people in place, if you have the right process for evaluating your decisions and evaluating the technologies and new services that you might stand up, then you've got the right basis for making the right decisions moving forward. So I think maintaining that flexibility, but making sure that you have the right people, the right governance, that will make the technology easy. The technology has always been the easiest part of this. It's the prioritization of the people that they're often hard. If you get those right, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, when something happens, you won't just react to it. You'll be able to make the right move.
I hope that there's a lot of successes out there, because there's plenty of opportunity for the new technology companies to come in and really make a difference within some of these organizations. What should our audience, what are the key takeaways consider when they're going to start thinking about and looking at their digital strategy?
When it comes to an individual organization strategy, I think it's important to really cast a wide net and do your research. Digital strategy means slightly different things to every organization and oftentimes to different people in the same organization. So I think doing the research, attending conferences, listening to podcasts, of course, and reading articles is a good starting point just to get conversant. But then I would really consider where you go for advice. You probably have professional mentors, people you know through other organizations, maybe some service providers or advisories, companies that feel to give you some additional ideas. Probably the first thing I would do after you've gotten a little bit of advice and got some of your research done is I would think about that cross-functional group that's required to really be a part of this and to own it and to make it successful. Probably the best example I've seen is from one of our clients who put together a digital strategy steering committee. And this is the first committee that looked across a large system. This is a 15-hospital system across two large states. And they pulled together leaders from IT, marketing, finance, and strategy. And they had both system-level leaders and they had division-level leaders as well. And they really put together a coalition that was broad enough and varied enough to get the kind of buy-in they needed from every level in the organization. But they were also just small enough to move at a speed that was appropriate and actually get things done. Any strategy is hard to create and certainly very hard to implement without getting enough support. So I think in every organization, it may or may not line up with those departments I just mentioned, but in every organization, there's a group of people who need to get on board and need to come to some level of agreement to embark on this kind of a process. And I would look to find those people first before getting serious about putting a strategy in place or engaging someone to help put one in place for you.
Find your pioneers, find those champions within your clinic, within your executive leadership and your board. Those are all good places to start to really have a cohesive approach towards having a successful partnership and strategy. That's great advice.
When it comes to adopting new technology or changing the business model or whatever, or really embracing whatever disruption is coming or needs to be coming, I think people end up falling in kind of three camps. There are folks who are just not interested. They're the naysayers. They're usually not the most influential people in the organization, but they can be kind of difficult. There's people on the opposite side, which, as you mentioned, are the pioneers, right? The very progressive people who want to adopt that new technology, who like bringing in new ideas and really want to push the organization. And then there's a bunch of people in the middle who are really looking to be led. They're looking to be inspired by what's possible. I think what we found in the work that we've done with a number of clients is that most of the organization fits into that pioneer, that leader group, and to the group that wants to follow. Everyone's excited about doing great work. They're excited about scaling that great work and making it easier for patients to access the great care that so many providers offer. They're just struggling because the way their capital processes have been set up, the way their committees work, the way they consume technology, all these things are not necessarily fit for the newest and some of the most progressive digital solutions that are out there. If you do a comprehensive digital strategy, you can address all of those challenges and really set yourself up to progressively and aggressively transform the way you deliver care.
Wonderful. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been very educational. Again, we look forward to hearing more about digital strategies in the future, and we hope you'll be able to join us again.
I really enjoyed it, Ian. I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank our guest, Justin Gernot, for educating us on how to successfully align digital strategies for provider organizations. We also would like to thank our sponsor, New Wave. Innovation That Sticks podcast is a copyrighted production of HIMSS, a global voice, advisor, and thought leader of health and transformation through health information and technology, with a unique breadth and depth of expertise and capabilities to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of health, healthcare, and care outcomes. HIMSS designs and leverages key data assets, predictive models, and tools to advise global leaders, stakeholders, and influencers of best practices in health information and technology, so they have the right information at the point of decision. HIMSS drives innovative, forward-thinking around best uses of information and technology in support of better connected care, improved population health, and low cost of care. Thanks for listening. I'm Ian Hoffberg. See you next time on Innovation That Sticks.